To get a clearer view of the universe, astronomers are pushing the limits of technology, lofting new telescopes into space, burying them deep underground in abandoned mines, and placing them atop some of the world's highest and most remote mountains. Jean Kumagai recently traveled to the Andes of Chile to see one of these extreme telescopes, and she has this report.
To reach one of the highest telescopes in the world, you have to travel up, of course, up along a rutted dirt road that winds its way to the peak of Cerro Chacnantor, nearly 17,000 feet above sea level. The higher we climb in our dust-covered pickup, the more the wind howls, and the colder it gets. Soon, tall snowdrifts, the remnants of a recent blizzard, surround us.
Wow, it's really clear up here.
Yep.
Our destination is the new Atacama Pathfinder Experiment, or APEX, the largest radio telescope in the southern hemisphere. It sits on a rocky plateau near the summit, a giant, shining white dish that looks improbably high-tech against the austere mountain landscape, kind of like finding a bullet train on the moon. This telescope is big, 39 feet across, and every few minutes it slowly rotates, depending on which part of the universe astronomers want to observe. Lars Åke Nyman, the telescope station manager, says the antenna consists of 264 polished aluminum panels, each held in place by five screws. Engineers standing in a cherry picker had to adjust each screw by hand until the panels formed a near-perfect parabolic dish.
It takes 2 days to go through all the screws, and we did it in the weather not too, very similar to this, so it was not very pleasant.
Nyman and his colleagues who work at the telescope endure more than just bad weather. The oxygen-poor air leaves many a visitor dizzy and disoriented. Nyman says for some people, it can be life-threatening.
Other people, when they come up, look okay to start with, but then the oxygen level drops rapidly and they enter into a stage of shock.
But for astronomers, the risk is worth it. APEX is a relatively new breed of telescope designed to measure energy emitted at millimeter wavelengths, which are much longer than visible light waves. Astronomer Carl Menton, the principal investigator here, says APEX is especially useful for studying interstellar clouds, vast expanses of cosmic dust and gas where new stars are born.
And one of the big mysteries in astronomy is how do exactly stars form? And we try to find that out. And to do that, we study the initial conditions of star formation. So we observe these dust clouds, and the emissions of the dust and the molecules allow us to determine the temperature, the mass, and a lot of other things.
Turns out, the only way to peer into the interiors of these clouds is with telescopes like APEX. But you have to sight them in a very special place, Menton says, one that's both high and dry.
At sub-millimeter wavelengths, your biggest enemy is the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth's atmosphere, even at dry sites, has a lot of water in it. That water very effectively absorbs radiation, particularly at the certain special frequencies. So the higher you go, the less water content is in the atmosphere, the drier is it.
In a few years, an even bigger observatory, called the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, or ALMA, will be built alongside of APEX. Comprising 50 antennas, all working in tandem, ALMA will be the world's most sensitive millimeter instrument. When it's completed in 2012, Menton believes ALMA will yield the final answers to many of the questions of submillimeter astronomy. Questions like, what exactly happens when an interstellar cloud collapses? And what does the birth of a star look like? Until ALMA's arrival, though, Menton says it's fun to use APEX and start exploring those questions now. For Living on Earth, I'm Jean Kumagai.
Jean Kumagai is a reporter for Spectrum Radio, the broadcast edition of IEEE Spectrum Magazine. To find out more about the APEX telescope, visit our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org.